All right, let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? Well, it turns out he's locked in his office. The latest to be fired for sexual harassment, Variety put out a piece today detailing the accusations against the Today Show anchor, including details about his behavior covering the Olympics and that he had a button under his desk to lock his office door. No word on whether or not Matt Lauer is getting paid the rest of his multi-million dollar contract. Lauer joins Charlie Rose, Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., Al Franken, Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein, just to name a few. All powerful celebrity New Yorkers. Interesting coincidence. Just a coincidence, maybe. Quickly after the news this morning, President Trump tweeted about it, saying the executive should be fired at NBC for fake news. Kind of the last guy who should be weighing in on this story, right? Trump's like the guy who hangs around a crime scene asking the police what they know. Do you have any leads? Do you know who could have done this? I wasn't anywhere near this. For a dude that has a lot of dirt on him, you'd think he'd just retweet anti-Muslim extremist videos as a distraction. Wait a second. Yep, a reply all president has done it again, retweeting vile videos because, well, his water reclamation buddy showed it to him around Thanksgiving. I mean, we are his boss, right? Is there no HR department in the White House? Can we at least write him up for violating our country's social media policy? I mean, it's right there in the handbook. And while you're at it, those long ties, they break uniform code. That's another write-up. Also, clean up your workstation. Back to sexual harassment. Garrison Keillor was let go from his contracts at Minnesota Public Radio for an allegation against him. He did an interview with AP today saying that it was about how he touched a woman's bare back while consoling her. She recoiled from the unwanted touch and he apologized. And that's it so far. No word from NPR or the woman yet. Keillor also said that he's 75 and he doesn't want to argue about it in public. Instead, he'll do a really slow monologue accompanied by Lake Wobegon sound effects and a piped-in laugh track. Man, Charlie Rose and Garrison Keillor. I'll bet Oscar the Grouch right now, keeping a pretty low profile. Luis Gutierrez is not running for re-election in Congress. Speculation has run wild on why. Was it an allegation of improper conduct? Oh, God, no worse. The rumor is he wants to run for president. Oh, he won't rule anything out. Cook County Commissioner Chuy Garcia is the anointed one to replace him, but Chicago Alderman Procol Joe Moreno and Carlos Ramirez Rosa have shown interest in running in the March primary. Everybody wants to be a congressman, or nobody wants to be a congressman. I can't tell. Governor Rauner stepped in it today. During a radio interview, he called Comptroller Susana Mendoza a Madigan puppet. Clever, but sexist. Many are calling out the governor for not respecting Mendoza, an elected official, for having a mind of her own. Say what you will, but I'm not sure anyone ever called Judy Bart Topinka a George Ryan puppet. Right? I think people should call out Rauner for sexism instead. I say call him out for cliche and tired bits. The puppet stuff, it's the local version of hashtag sad, right? Puppet. American Airlines gave too many pilots vacation time for Christmas, and now there's a shortage, and the airline is scrambling to find replacements so they don't have to cancel flights. What's our emotion supposed to be here? Do we feel bad for American Airlines? Or angry? Or slightly miffed? And where's Trump? I'm telling you, the next politician that steps up and becomes our advocate against the airline industry, against their practices and their pricing, they're not just going to be president. They're going to be emperor. More people coming out of the woodwork to question the deal that has the state of Illinois put that is wooing the second Amazon headquarters. The Chicago Reader reported that part of the deal is that employees wouldn't have to pay state income taxes. Instead, the money collected would just go to Amazon. What? That's a thing? Can we hire other companies to come in and be our new government? I mean, I'd be okay with it if the state government was replaced by, I don't know, Chipotle. I mean, a little norovirus here and there, but that's no different than the heartburn we already get. And think of the perks. Free queso. I'm in. I vote Chipotle. In weather, what a beautiful day. Beautiful day for a ton of delays. Train delays, the worst. Union Station, kind of a mess. See if they get it together by tomorrow morning. In sports, the Bears play the 49ers on Sunday. The 49ers and Bears have done almost nothing to improve upon last year, where they both finished towards the bottom of the league. Last year, the Bears beat the Niners late in the season to give the 49ers a better draft pick. So how about we tank this one, huh? The only interesting storyline is that the 49ers will start newly acquired quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo, local kid, played at Rolling Meadows, went to EIU. So that should at least guarantee some warm bodies at Soldier Field on Sunday. I mean, for the family, right? In other news, the Bears are bringing back linebacker Lamar Houston, who was waived by the Texans. Houston played here for a couple years. His biggest play? Blowing out his knee during a sack dance when we were getting routed by the Patriots. You remember that? Nobody remembers that. He gets mentioned all day. Well, Lamar Houston's back in a Bears uniform. We were getting beat by 40 points, getting annihilated during the Mark Trestman era. And he got a sack and he decided to jump up and do a dance and he fell to the ground with a torn ACL. Somehow, we just forget. Nikola Mirotic is back in practice with the Bulls. He's accepted Bobby Portis' apology for a preseason fight that broke bones in his face, but still the Bulls. They lost to the Phoenix Suns last night to fall to 3-16 on the season. 3-16 and at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. No, wait. Nope, this just in. Bottom of the entire NBA. That's right. The Bulls are the worst team in the entire NBA. I wouldn't worry about it. The season doesn't really start till Christmas. Get it corrected by then. Northwestern Wildcats basketball lost a heartbreaker last night at the buzzer to Georgia Tech. Not a great start for the Cats, who are now 4-3. The Illini had started the season 6-0, feasting on a bunch of liberal arts colleges. They got their first test of the season last night against Wake Forest, and they lost. They're now 6-1. In football, Northwestern moved up to 21 in the rankings. They're beating the Illini. The season's over, and we'll find out what bowl game they play in come Sunday. And finally tonight, a new DNA study says that the famed Yeti, the abominable snowman, the Yeti, it turns out it has the DNA of Asian bears, therefore making it a bear, not a monster snow beast. Is nothing sacred anymore, science? Next you're going to tell me that the Loch Ness Monster is just an Asian carp. No! That's the carryout for November 29th, 2017. Hey, we're enjoying this nice weather, but nobody's ordering the chili. So how about chili shakes? Huh? I think we're onto something. All right, coming up, we'll talk about female investors investing in female-led startups. That's the download in Chicago Business. And then Henry Henderson's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Talk about what to expect from the symposium on climate change coming up next week. There's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.